Okay, welcome everybody. Can everybody hear me? If you can hear me, give me a thumbs up. Everybody in here, I can see a bunch of people. Everybody can hear me? Good, I started recording. I got a couple thumbs up. Okay. And I'm trying to find. Still trying to get out of Windows here. Okay, I'm going to try to make this a little interactive today and stuff. And I'm actually logged on twice, so if you look at the participants, you'll see two of us here in my Zoom room. Okay, and do I have everybody? Okay. I will try to make this a little bit more interactive and everything. So welcome to day two. And I'll go back up. I'm sharing my screen. You should see everything here. And I posted the recordings and the audios and the Jupyter Notebook from Tuesday. Today is Thursday to October 1st. And I thought we'd start out with a little bit of a demonstration. So I'll go to my website. I know this works because I just got this working about an hour ago. And I'll pull up some wind data that we have from the data on our sonic anemometer on top of Crifford Hall. And I just got this working, so the last 10 minutes works all right, but the last hour is it's getting old data. And the reason I'm showing you this, this is the last 24 hours, you can see some of the plots, they're not right because I just started this working after a couple of days of not working. But these are Python plots. So this is all done using the Python plotting routine that will plot this data. So I thought I'd show you that as one example where we get automatic data from the sensor and plot it in Python. So would anybody else like to show an example or talk about something that they've used Python for? Anybody want to volunteer? Say hi. Tell me your name and what you use Python for, or should I make everybody? I want to get some interactions here. So let's see, how do I do this? I'm going to put my participants in. It's not so many people today. I got three. Did I pick on someone? Someone please want to say something? How about one of the thumbs up? Sarah, Lauren? How about some of the graduate students?
I can say something, Sarah. But I just got into Python, so I'm still like in the basics of just learning how to type things.
Well, that's good. So thanks for participating.
Hi, Dave. Hi, everybody.
Go ahead, Mara.
Yeah, I'm just, I want to say that I used Python for plotting some maps, for example, from plotting some WERF results, for example, maps of temperature or relative humidity.
So that's good. You can use it for models. I gave you the example of how to do it with some data in real time. So lots of different things you can do. So remember, you go just everybody join into the Zoom session. So I'm recording the Zoom session. Yes. I'm trying to see and make sure I'm doing that. I've turned the recording on. So, yeah, I got the little red button on my record. So I'll put that up there. And then you can go to the plotting in Python on the website to get the data. So again, you go back and if you forget, you can go into teaching and then under classes. And then you got the website for the fall plotting in Python. And then there's Blackboard site and the Jupyter Hub. So everybody should be on the Jupyter Hub. There's a Blackboard site and here's my Jupyter Hub. So I put the notebook from last time online. So this one's the 29th and then I'm doing a Python workshop. And then today's date. So I'm trying to get everybody to use this Python workshop and then underscore the date. So then you'll see these all go nicely in order. And then I got to make this smaller, or maybe not. And I'll make this nice and big so people can see it. They're not quite that big. And if you go back, I put the schedule on here. So as we go, I'll just update this. So we did run-in and variables and assignments. So the other thing is Sarah Maher talked about what to do. Does someone want to say a little bit about what we did last time with variables? Someone that hasn't talked? Who was here last time? Pick on Kyle? Maybe? Graduate students, anybody want to say what we did last time? One of the guys. No one's listening. Okay, next time I'm gonna make you guys say what we did, so be prepared. We just talked about variables and assigning variable names to the different data fields. And we got everything working and running in Python. So with the Jupyter Hub, any questions about using the Jupyter Hub or Jupyter Labs on the presentation. Okay, I'll get into this, try to get you some coding that you can do, sort of some examples, and I'm gonna try to get people to talk about the examples that we do. So we got an exercise going over data types and data conversions today. What kinds of data do programs store? How can I convert from one type to another? So data types, data storing data. You know, some differences between integers and floating points, differences between numbers and characters, and built-in functions to convert between different ones like integers and floating points. So every value in the computer has a type. be it an integer that represents positive or negative whole numbers, floating points represents digital numbers or decimal numbers, sorry, like 3.1415. That's all I know for pi. Character strings, like string, is another data type. So we can do a lot of stuff by finding out the types of data. So if you want to follow along, print type 52. And I did that wrong because I really want to go over here and press shift return. And so type is a function that will return the type of the data, which is in this time int, which stands for integer. So we could do other ones like assign a variable like we did last time. Let's try this, average, and print type fitness. And you'll see that that's str for string. Computer people like a lot of shortcuts, get rid of the vowels. So values have can be determined what the program can do with it. So certain ones you can subtract, right? Print 5 minus 3, you can get that and you have 2, right? But let's try that with print hello minus h, right? Well, we're just gonna subtract h from the hello, right? Well, that gives you an error. This operation, so the subtraction is an operation, cannot be performed on data types of strings. So we can do that, but it's not always the case that some operations do work. So you do like full name equals and David, and then plus Deline, and then print . So you see you can add 2 strings, but you cannot subtract them. So it's actually a concatenation of the data. So what do you think? So we can do addition, we can't do subtraction. How about you give me a yes or no? Do you think we can multiply strings? So everybody, yes or no? Can we multiply strings in Python? I need a yes or a no on your thing to give me the red or green.
I think you can.
Tyra said you can. Anybody else want to disagree? If you go to your participants, you should hit yes or no. I can hit my yes. I did yes. Did I clear everybody? Oh, someone said no. I'll go again, yes. Well, let's try it. The whole idea of knowing if this is true or not, program is not really very theory-based. At least what we do. So let's just try it, right? And see what happens. Let's have an equal sign. And let's try to just multiply that by 10. Well, the first one works, but let's print out what we get because that's where we had the error before, right? So the idea is just try it. And oh, so what did I do wrong? I think I spelled separator wrong. A-T-O-R. Hey, if I spell it right, but that looks at the errors that I had. You could see that it told me that I had the error wrong. So don't believe me, let's just try things when you don't know what it happens. So, So we have links to the variables, so we can have some functions like print link full name. And it gives you the length of 12 characters. But if you can't do that with numbers, right? Print length of 52. Gives you an error. Integer has no length. So functions can't do that. So there's other things that you have these different variables of different ones. So what do you think? Can we, we've seen how we can add numbers and we can add strings together. How many people think you can add a number and a string? And I'll query it. So tell me, can you add the numbers and the strings? I'll query this all. And the idea is go ahead and try. Put in a command in your notebook and try to add a number to a string. And tell me, does it work? Yes or no? Hurry up. Everybody tell me an answer.
How do you make a string?
So remember what we did up here? We have a string, like equal sign.
Oh,
the strings are incorporated into with the single quotes.
Okay.
And numbers are not, right? Because we had the number right here. It is not given in single quotes. So try to add them together and print out the result. I dropped something. Anybody says yes or no? Can you add a number and a string, two different types together?
Mine, it couldn't.
I got one no. Two no's, wonderful. So we'll try it, one plus two, right? So it gives you an error, unsupported operation for plus, integer, and string. So it gives you the error. So it's not allowed to add the functions. But let's try to do a conversion first. So let's do print one plus, and let's convert the string two to an integer. And add that, right? So you can do that, and then, oops. Let's try to do the opposite and convert the integer one to a string and add the two strings. So a string one plus a string two is 12. So one plus two is 12, right? So it depends, one plus two is 3 if it's integer, it's 12 if it's two strings because you concatenate them together. So you got to convert between the integers and the strings. What about integers and floating points? Do you think we have to convert them? So let me create that again. So we had to convert integers and floating and strings to change them. What about integers and floating points? Do we have to convert them in Python, particularly Python 3? So remember what an integer is? So try it out. 1 must divide by 2.0. So 2.0 is a floating point because it has a decimal point. Does that work? What's going on here? Anybody want to say? Does this work? Tell me yes or no. Waiting for feedback. Going too fast?
Sorry, I'm going really slow.
Okay. That means I need to slow down and drink more coffee here.
I just don't get Python, that's why. I just get very confused.
Well, that's why we need to slow down. So there's actually a slow down with a button here too that you can put on. See, slow down, or go faster on your little Python. So I got one to slow down. It's hard for me to judge speeds without people giving me feedback. And you can put in the chat window questions. I gotta keep my chat window open because I see one chat already that I had missed her. Microphone problems. We have that all the time. I'm actually using my headsets on my ears for this, so hopefully it's all good. My fan sometimes on this computer is loud, so I turn that down. So I got two people that says it works. So this is very simple, different types, how you do print statements. Went through this and also maybe I type a lot faster than a lot of people, so, but you're supposed to try to follow along. Do another one. So try them two. Half is 1 divided by 2.0, and 3 squared is 3.0, and then it's 2 times, which means that you raise it to the power of 2. So 3 squared is 9. But now we're mixing integers and floating points, and they work. That's the point. So I got a bunch of yeses now. So it works. So we can mix integers and floating points. So you should be careful of how you do that. It makes a difference of what the data values are. So variables only change values when something is assigned to them. So I don't know if people are familiar with spreadsheets. You know, if you make one cell in a spreadsheet depend on another and update the latter, the first one is automatically updated. So this does not happen in programming languages. So we don't update the first if you change the values. So illustrate that. First equals 1, second equals 5 times first, and first equals 2. So print first is first, and second is second. So so first is 2 because it was updated the first time, but we get 5, not 10 for second, because you update the first value, but that does not go back. It's sequential. It does not go back and update second. So let me clear it again here. So does that make sense? For people that have been programming a lot, everything makes sense in terms of things are sequential from the first to the last, but you might think that second would be 10 because you reassigned it here, but it remembers what's done here. That doesn't go back and reassign second to be 10. Like you would if you did this in like Excel or something where you have the cells depend upon each other. That makes sense, everybody? Questions? So there's no memory. It doesn't remember. It's sequential programming. So everybody want to text me? I'll put it in another frame here for a raw one. What type of value is 3.4? And more importantly, how can you find out? So maybe put in the chat window, how do you find out? Or you know, what type of value is it? How do you find out? One or both of the answers. So send me the command that you would type. If I do print, and what would I put in the print statement to find out the type of 3.4? What's the line and what's the result? So I give you a second to try to send that to me. And send it, if you send it privately to me, then you don't tell the whole class all the answers. So so if you go back, the hint for how we do this is if you go back through the notebook, and if you've been typing along, you could find out when we did it previously. Because we are on step 14. A couple answers. A few more people. So I think I got the answers. So you can use the type function, 3.4, and execute that, and it's a type or a class of float. So it's like a decimal, we call it a float. Another question, do the same thing, but what is, something that's automatically converted. So what would you have for what type of value is 3.24 plus 4? Right? That's the same type of thing. So what is that? You do the same type of thing as you say print type. And then what would you put in there? The value? Let's calculate what it is first. Result. Is you get that right? So it's class float because you convert the integer to a float when you do the addition, get the result in there. So another exercise is what type of, so we have integers, we have floats, we have strings. So what would you use or the best answer for the following? We have six of these. So why don't you go ahead and chat these to me privately again. And I'll put them in here and maybe I'll number them. One period. So we have, you don't need to put the numbers in your answer, but what would you use for these different types? What type of variable would you use to represent these values? So the idea here, is the number of days since the start of the year. Would you use an integer, a float, or a string to represent that? So put commas or spaces, but six answers for what's the best one. So why don't you try to type that and think about it and send me a private chat message on what that is. Okay, I'm getting a couple answers here. You can always put you don't know. Okay, I'll start commenting. Number of days since the start of the year. You could easily use integers for this, but some people like to use floating points for a lot of different things. You could probably use floating points for it, but integers would be a simpler representation. Elapsed time from the start of the year until now, you have to have fractions of days. Because you want to go to the exact time. There are some advantages to using integers on how you do the divisions and stuff that we'll talk about. So it makes a difference sometimes if you want to use integers. Third one, serial number of pieces of lab equipment. You usually name them, so you use a string. Lab specimens age. That's very varied. You could use... whole days since the correction started. You could use a date for a string. Populations, again, would be an integer if you're talking about individual people, but if you get large ones, you would may want to use the floating point numbers, and averages would be a floating point because that's a would be a fraction to divide by. Questions? Anybody want to put a question in the chat? Last thing, or one more thing, is let's talk about division operators or division types, different types of division operators. Try 5 divided by 3 and 5 divided by 3 when 5 divided by 3 5 divided by 3 and print 5 percentage sign 3 and then 5 percentage time 3. So print them all 3 in there and see what you get. Let me catch up here. So you got 2 division signs, 1 division sign, and 1 modulo, the percentage sign. The double division is whole number 4 division. The division is your normal floating point division. And the percentage time is operator returns the remainder of the divisions. So if you hit that, and I have something wrong, what did I do wrong? Print. Forgot my roto start of the parentheses sign. Seeing if anybody catches that. And I got another one wrong because I put it at the end. Let's see, do I have it right now? Print is not defined. And I'm capitalizing my prints. Why am I doing that? Because I got my cap shifts on. Remember, it's not in green and stuff. So there we go. Do I have them all fixed now? Yeah, I finally have them all fixed. Remember, Python is case sensitive, so print with all of them is different than the lowercase print. So 3 divided by 5 divided by 3 gives you 1.6, where the other one gives you the 2, because it's a 4 type of division, right? You round off on that. So we can do other type conversions with strings and floats. String to float, 3.14. We can convert that, and then we can convert the float to an integer by int 3.14, and I've got some stuff wrong. Because I'm mixing, matching my strings, put a double quote here. Messes up when I see that. So a string to a float, we can convert our strings to floating points, and we can convert our floats to integer values. So if you can't do something, like in a float, you know, if it's not a number, it doesn't make sense to convert it. Print, you know, string to float, and let's put in a actual string that doesn't make sense to convert. Right? So there's no number that you can convert with Hello World to a floating point, so you get an error message when it doesn't make sense. So, what do you think the following line would do if we wanted to convert the fractions string to integer? So now I'll put a integer in here, and I got something wrong because I forgot my quote at the beginning. So I'm going to take the integer, I got a string, 3.4, and I want to convert that to integer. So what do you think we'll get? and you try that and type what you get. What do you get when you do that? You send it to me privately. I got one. Anybody else? Questions, answer. Try to type in. What do you get? Everyone must be tired. I'm not getting any answers. Too fast? You should get an error because you are trying to do two type conversions at one time. So you can't do that. You have to explicitly convert one and then the other. Python won't automatically do that for you. Next one is to, I'll do this for so here's a question. Which of the following one, I'll put these two, three, four, five, six. So which of these will return a integer. Oh, I can actually tell you what the values are. So these are so which of these four, if this is the assignments of the variables. So we assign first, second, and third like this. So which of the following of the six, so try to text it to me, which one of these will return a floating point number. And there may be more than one answer or no answers, so. So, So which one of these has a floating point? Or should I ask, does one do? What about one and two? Well, you should just be able to type and print out first plus float second. So that'd be a floating point. So it's one and the other answer is four. We'll give you floating point values. I think everybody's tired. So we'll wrap this up with the kind of key points about data arrays and what we talked about today, which was data types and data conversions. So learn about type. They tell you the type of the value. So each one has a value that you can define, or sorry, you can interpret and find out about with the type variable. And the types or the classes that gives controls what operations can be done on these values. Strings can be added and multiplied, but not subtracted. Strings have links, but numbers don't. So the types make a difference. You must convert numbers to strings or vice versa when operating on them. You can mix integers and floats freely. And the values of the variables only change when something is assigned to them. Not when something happens like we doesn't have a memory to adjust the array. So it only changes when they are assigned and it's sequential. Okay. So questions, anybody want to raise a hand, jump in with the mics, ask a question? No one wants to say anything. So on Tuesday, we'll talk about data types. So we talked about data types and conversions. So be prepared to review this next time. And we'll talk about built-in functions and help. How can you get help information about the functions? So I'll put that up. Any questions? Again, any questions about anything? Okay, I'm actually finished a little bit early. I don't know, should try to get this down to 50 minutes. So I'll stop sharing my screen and I'll let everybody go. And we could talk on Tuesday. I need to stop recording somehow. And we'll see you on Tuesday.